Episode 2980, Move for Longevity.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. I know things get a little crazy, but I want you to focus on you. It is all about health and wellness. Why not feel stronger every single day? Well, we're not getting younger. It's time to move for longevity. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Well, Edward Stanley, Earl of Derby, said this, "Those who think they have not time for bodily exercise will sooner or later have time for illness." What are you doing to move for longevity? Well, I got to give you a heads up here because this episode is inspired by Dr. Mark Hyman's new book, Young Forever. He just wrote it, just released it here, February of 2023. And if you want a great read that will have you questioning what you do and what you're doing right now and considering what you can do, definitely pick up a copy. He is not sponsoring this episode, but it is one that I think we really forget about how amazing our bodies are. We don't take care of them. God created our bodies. And when we look at the intricacies of what our organs do, when we look at our cells, all the way down to the cellular level, our bodies know what to do. It's hard not to be in awe of what God created within us as human beings. So I really wanted to take a look at how movement affects our bodies. Now, most of us can change the foods we eat by eating more or less of something, right? We can give up sugar. We may not want to. Like for me, I've given up sugar for Lent. Now, honestly, I need to give up sugar for life, except for, understand this, because I know I hear the emails coming already, the sugar as in I'll have the natural sugar from real foods. So believe it or not, carrots have carbs. That's sugar. And so I will eat carrots, probably not as many, but I will have that, okay? But I'm not going to go and have ice cream. That's not going to work for me, okay? So it's not added sugar. It's natural sugars. Also very much limiting myself to, and this is by choice, you have to do what's right for your body, but limiting myself to real whole foods. And I don't care what anybody says, but bread is not a whole food. Does it come in a loaf naturally? No, it does not. It's made up of other things, including sugar and other things. So we'll leave it at that. So I just really want us to focus here on healthy living. Summer is coming up, and I don't know about you, but maybe you want to get a little bit more into shape. Maybe you want to refine what you're putting in your body. So going back to foods, right? We can easily take out something or add something in. It's not that hard to do that, but get us to exercise? Yeah, I don't think so. We would rather move less and still be healthy. In reality, though, we make excuses, don't we? What are your excuses? Not enough time in the day? Huh? Have you seen my schedule? I'm still saying not enough time. Too much to do? Yep. Wearing that badge of honor? Well, busyness. You're just too tired. You get home, you're exhausted, running the kids here and there. Maybe the results that you want aren't seen fast enough. You're like, come on, I want to build muscle. I want to have better abs, a stronger core. Like you don't have to have a six pack, right? But you can have a stronger core. And if you're not getting those results, you might be saying, is it really worth it? Maybe it's just kids. I got too many of them. Christiane, I don't have time because it's the kids. It's the kids. And also, what about finances? I don't have enough money for a gym membership. Well, I'm here to tell you, you can figure out what to do even with all those excuses. So I want to break down the cycle of how you look at exercise. Because really the question we should be asking is, what doesn't exercise help? You got to move for longevity. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Move for longevity. Because what's happening is we're saying, gosh, I don't want to exercise because of all of these excuses. Right? I need to spend time with my husband. I need to cook dinner. I've got to take care of the dogs. I got to run errands. I still have a job to do. And then you want me to exercise? Yeah, I don't think so. But see, the problem is we're not asking the right question. Because when I'm reading Dr. Hyman's book, it's amazing what he lists. The benefits of movement far outweigh any excuses and everything you thought it wouldn't help with. Studies and research show this. So what does exercise improve? It improves sugar control and insulin sensitivity. It helps reduce and control your weight. Wow, yeah. It reduces risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Do you have any of that in your family? Do you have some of that? It improves mood, motivation, and cognitive function, how your brain works. Do you feel kind of foggy by 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Are you kind of running on empty, like, blah, I don't know. Do you get up already sleepy? And you're not even standing up yet. And you're just like, gosh, if I could just go to bed. Yet you had 8 hours of sleep. Another thing that exercise helps is it prevents dementia by increasing brain-derived neurotrophic factors, which basically increases neuroplasticity and builds new brain cells. Who doesn't need more brain cells? Yeah. We need to fire and have those neurons connecting, those neural pathways. Because if not, what happened? They die off. We don't want that. We're always aging. So why not actually build? It also improves what? Muscle strength and bone density. I know. But do you really think about that? Do you have osteoporosis in your family? Now remember, we're not here diagnosing anything, okay? We're talking about what exercise can help improve. It reduces the risk of many cancers like colon cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, lung cancer. Now, does that mean that you're not going to get that? I did not say that. But it can reduce the risk. Why not reduce the risk? And oh, wait, one of those excuses is I'm just too tired. I don't get enough sleep. Well, guess what? Exercise improves sleep. And one thing we haven't talked about at all is it improves intimacy. Oh, yeah, the big S-E-X. So if you're one who says, yeah, I don't care what age I am, I want to make sure I'm doing the do because I love it. That's great. Imagine if it could be even better. Exercise can improve that. Now, I want you to ask this question. What can't you gain from exercise? What can't you gain? I mean, when you look at that list, there's a lot of things you do gain. It's called health. It's called being able to actually live in a body that's going to work for you, not against you. But I get it. Our excuses come and we say, nope, I can't do that because I need you to let that go for just a moment. Hang in there with me. Dr. Mark Hyman says this, combined with the right diet, exercise is the most powerful tool for staying healthy and extending your life. If you want to live longer, if you want to add hours to your life, days, months, years, do you think maybe you could work in some exercise? Now, if that is not enough for you, exercise is the key to unleashing regenerative and reparative systems. Think about your immune system, your hormones, right? Your stress hormone, cortisol. Man, what if you could actually reduce that because you exercise? What about your circulation, your lymphatic flow? That's just to name a few. It definitely is a kick in the right direction. So why don't you exercise? Or why don't you exercise more often? I mean, come on, that's a valid question, right? I know for me, I have to look at things and there have been some times that, man, I am spot on and I'm doing awesome. And then there's not just moments. It's like years. I'm thinking, what did I do? I totally fell off the wagon. And it makes a huge difference. If exercise can have that great of an impact on your body, don't you think you should consider adding it into your schedule? I mean, seriously. Now, I know the honest answer. So let's get real. And I want you, when you listen to these questions, I just really want you to be honest with yourself and say, okay, where am I at this moment? What am I trying not to make happen? Because I'm doing everything for everybody else. Let me tell you, the world will come to a halt if you get sick, and you know it. So why not move for longevity? Why not have the best body you can have? And I'm not talking about outward appearance. I mean, yeah, that's great. That's added bonus. And we didn't even talk about that. Man, you can look in your mirror and go, woohoo, you're looking good for your age. You don't even have to worry about your wrinkles because you're like, yeah, I got some muscle. Yeah, I'm going to be able to sustain for years and years to come because I've got muscles that are going to work for me. I don't need flabby arms. I don't want them. I want to be able to live this incredible, healthy life that God has in store for me. So, number one, what is holding you back? Is it time? Really think about that. Is it time? Or is it a combination of time because of these factors? Kids, I get it. If you're a new mom, a new dad, you got a lot of other pressures. You got a newborn, a baby that needs you. You're exhausted. I get that. That's a season. And so you have to figure out what works in that frame and season that you're in right now. Right? Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe honestly, there's just too much going on. And you can't handle it. You can't handle everything. And I'm not saying that to be negative, right? This is looking at the facts. Don't attach the feelings. Because a lot of us sit here, and man, when we start talking about health, and then we add the word fitness or exercise to it, all of a sudden, walls start going up and we get defensive. Why are you getting defensive? I mean, explore that. Because part of that is what's holding you back. Do you have a self-image problem? Are you looking at your reflection going, man, I'm not looking good at all? And then the next thing you do, you're like, well, gosh, if I don't look good, who cares what I eat? Who cares what I do? I'm not going to exercise because it's not getting any better. And then you put on 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Oh, not a big deal. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, it's a big deal. You go to your one-year well checkup and you're like, wow, the scale's gone up a little bit too much. What do I need to do? And now you're getting older, so it doesn't come off as easy. I know, unfair, but that's real life. Why do you think we're here talking about it? Because it's real life. What is holding you back? Career? Are you trying to manage that? You honestly don't feel like you have the time to be able to have your career and be able to exercise? Maybe you're in school. There's just too much going on. You're coming and going. You're burning the candle at both ends. You're working on that dissertation. Maybe it's money. And you think, gosh, I've got to have all of this stuff. I got to have the workout machine. I got to have weights. I got to be able to go to a gym. And I don't want to go to those cheap gyms. I don't want to go like to, you know, the YMCA or anything. What is holding you back? Number two. How much time do you really have to spend on your health? Notice I said on your health. I didn't say for exercise. A lot of our resistance comes from how we frame it, the words or the phrases we use, our vocabulary. So change your vocabulary. I'm not saying how much time do you have to exercise. I'm saying how much time do you really have to spend on your health. Could you go to bed 45 minutes earlier so you could get up 45 minutes earlier? I know that seems kind of weird, right? And early to early. Yeah. Because if you're going to bed 45 minutes later, it's harder to get up 45 minutes earlier. It's going opposite. You don't want to go away. You want to go the same. What does your day look like? Have you actually mapped it out? It reminds me of people say, oh, well, I don't know if I can afford this. Do you have a budget? Have you actually written it down? Have you actually written your schedule down? Like, do you see your actual time? You would be amazed how much time we waste. And I seriously mean sitting on the pot, scrolling through Instagram. Uh-huh. I know, we all do it. Come on. That's a smile I see, because we're all guilty of it. And if you're not doing your Instagram feeds and reels, then you're doing something else. You're looking at Facebook Marketplace. You're looking and checking your emails on the pot. How much time do you really have? Because you know what? You could be on that pot for a long time. And it doesn't take 45 minutes to go poop. Yes. Talk about getting real. I'm getting real. And when I had the five little ones and they were all running around and I was homeschooling and everything, you know what? I could urinate so fast. It was amazing. I mean, I was in and out. We were done. Because I didn't have the time to sit there. And thank goodness I didn't have all the phones and distractions. I didn't take my little remote phone in with me. No, it's set where? On the charger, in the kitchen or in the living room, wherever I had it. I didn't carry the thing with me and saying, okay, just in case if I get a call. Where's our priorities? We're more involved in ping, ping, ping and answering all of those. And, oh my gosh, something else was listed. Or, oh, I've got to look at this. Or what's my friend doing here? That's all fine. But if you're not healthy, you can't do any of that. You can choose to be alive and be healthy. Or you can choose to lie around for the rest of your life. I mean, seriously, what do you want? So how much time do you really have to spend on your health? 12 minutes, 45 minutes? Actually write out your day. When does your day start? When does your alarm go off? Oh, wait, not when your alarm goes off. When do you actually get out of bed? You may have your alarm go off at 6 o'clock, but you don't get up till 6:30. Why do you do that? Seriously, why? For me, I learned very, very early on. I didn't really like to get up when my alarm went off. So guess what? I finally learned to set my alarm when I'm actually going to get up. And not sit here and go meandering like, okay, I'll wait another 8 minutes. I'll wait another 10 minutes. I could have slept for another 30 minutes. And here I'm worrying about that I'm going to miss it because did I really hit the snooze button or did I hit the off button? And then I'm late and everything goes awry. Map out your time. What does it really look like? And then finally, number three. What can you do now? And I'm talking about yes time. I'm talking about all of this, your answers. Walk, swim, CrossFit, maybe strength training, Pilates, stretching. Whatever you do, you need to do it at least 5 days a week. And when you do it, I want you to schedule it. It is an appointment on the calendar that is a non-negotiable. That means you can't change it. Unless it's flood or blood, you can't change it. So you get to choose. Health is honestly a choice. It is. And for some of us, it's harder than others. It's not fair. But again, it's not looking side to side. It's looking at you, yourself, your reflection, who you are, what your body needs, your genetics, your DNA. I can't be you. You can't be me. But I can encourage you to be the best healthy version of you that you can be. Because you matter. So what's holding you back? How much time do you really have to spend? Map it out, just like you do a budget. A lot of people, they're putting stuff on their calendars, on their digital phone, right? It's all digital. And the problem is we don't see the whole thing. I would challenge you, go and actually write out a hard copy of what your schedule looks like. See the gaps in time. Figure it out. Can you add in 10 minutes of walking? Guess what? If you have to go pick up your kids and you have to get in the line, can you go park somewhere and then go walk the area and then come back and you're ready to go? I mean, you got to think about what you can do right now. What does it look like? And then my challenge for you is this. Whatever you do decide to do, Commit to it for 1 week, 1 week at a time. You know what I say, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Well, I want you to think of 1 week at a time here. Therefore, you're not overwhelmed by too far into the future. You don't get wrapped up into, oh gosh, I didn't do it Friday. And now, well, I'm just going to wait till Monday to start. Really? If you didn't do it Friday, great. You get to do it Saturday. No problem. And then I want you to add walking every day. And if you don't and can't walk a lot, then start by walking out to your mailbox and back. Then extend it. Go around the block. And if you're like, but I live downtown, great. Walk a block, come back a block. Walk for 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back, that's 10 minutes. Woohoo! Not that hard. But I don't want you to count what you normally do. So whatever you do during your day at work, your day running errands, that does not count. This is intentional movement for longevity. Now, funny enough, as I was writing these notes for the episode and I was reading Dr. Mark Hyman's book, I was actually considering a walking club. I'm like, oh my gosh, people love to be interactive. And I don't know what that looks like, but I am considering it. It would be virtual, so you could jump on when I'm out walking and we could have a conversation. We may have only one or two people show up, or we may have hundreds of people show up. How cool would that be? So, you know, let me know if that interests you. It would be something fun that we could do and encourage a healthy lifestyle. Because a lot of us, we don't want to do things alone. It's better if we have that accountability. So what I want you to hear today is that you matter. No one can change your health or your body except you. I mean, that's the fact. And I know it'd be nice to have a magic pill. I know it'd be nice if you didn't have to worry about anything, but no, it's not reality. So you have to be willing to put on your big girl panties, or for you guys, your whitey tidies, and get it done, right? I mean, come on. Spring is here, even though it's freezing everywhere, but summer is around the corner. So let's do this. Let's really start living not for what we see in the mirror, but truly for what God wants for us, taking care of the body that he gave us all the way down to the cellular level. So my prayer for you is may you treat your body as the temple of God that it is. Don't put in things that will harm what God has designed for you. Ready your muscles by flexing them daily. Strength is needed to impact the world that you touch. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.